All day, we in here.
I know you're gonna dig this.
No, you're rockin'.
You're now tuned in to the Cool Kids Morning Show.
Pop Life Radio, bringing you the best in pop, hip-hop, and R&B.
You are now rocking.
It's the Cool Kids Morning Show.
Yeah.
You are now tuned into Zion the Archangel and your girl Harmony Love.
The station with the best music. Best music.
I love the music.
Turn your radios up. Yo, turn it up.
This is Pop Life Radio, and you're listening to the Cool
KAZI 88.7 FM, WATB 1420 AM, and Pop Life Radio. It's your girl Harmony Love, and I'm hanging out with my boy today.
Zion the Great I Am, baby.
It's the Cool Kids Morning Show on Pop Life Radio. We got a great show coming today, but you know what? I want to talk about some beef, some real rap beef that's been going on.
Yeah, hip hop. The beef is between your boy Drizzy Drake and Pusha T.
Now, you know how news cycles go. You know, something come up in the news and 15 minutes later it's over. But this beef has been going on with Pusha T and Drake for about a week now. And it may not be ending anytime soon, even though it should.
Yeah, definitely. It should. Because, you know what I'm saying? We always love them classic hip-hop beefs. You know, we'll never forget the one of the most notorious beefs with B.I.G. and, you know, God Bless the Dead, Tupac. But, you know, we don't really want it to go that far. But we love them classic hip-hop beefs. And this one is getting crazy, y'all.
Again, to B.I.G. and Tupac, may they rest in peace. Now, back to Pusha T and Drake. Drake messed up. I say he messed up because he mentioned Pusha T's fiance. That's what really probably got it to blow up. So listeners, I want you to stay tuned to the show. We'll be talking about it more, especially the fact that you got women like Nicki Minaj or Riri talking about their relationships with Drake, how they basically trying to disown him now because of this beef.
Yeah, man. You know, everybody choosing sides. You know, if you've been following the beef, then you know that when the beef first started, everybody was saying Drake done bodied Pusha T, and they really wanted Pusha T to respond where he did respond. And you know, I ain't even really got to give y'all the details, because if y'all really been following it like we been following it, you know what I'm saying, you know exactly what's going on. So throughout this hour, you're gonna hear responses from other celebrities about how they feel about it, like Riri and Nicki. Then we got other media outlets chiming in on it. We're gonna give you all the details, so if you just keep it locked right there, you're gonna know exactly what's going on with the beef, what's the current news, where we at, and hey, who gonna be the final like winner when it's all done.
And stay tuned for our interview. We're interviewing R&B group Hamilton Park. You want to keep it locked.
Yeah, shout out to Jalon and shout out to Hamilton Park. It was a very good interview. You know what I'm saying? Keep it locked right there. WATB 1420 AM KAZI. Shout out to Orlando. And we back in the ATL right now. And I'm your boy Zion, the Great I Am. And I'm joined by my sexy co-host,
Harmony Love.
Yeah, keep it locked right there, y'all. We got a good one this time. Pop Life.
Pop Life Radio, celebrating over 20 years of urban excellence.
Like Nike, everywhere that I go. You ain't getting no pesos. ¿Qué estás haciendo?
J-Lo.
Quiero dinero.
Another one.
Me and my man, we stack it up to the ceiling.
More money.
Cállate la boca, let me finish.
More money.
Every day I'm alive, I make a killing.
Let's get it.
Yeah, I swear I'ma get it. Yo quiero dinero. Hey. Yo quiero dinero. Hey. I just want the green, want the money, want the cash. So yo quiero la venta, si 50, si lo siento. Yo quiero dinero. Hey. Yo quiero dinero. Hey. I just want the green, want the money, want the cash. So yo quiero. Puerto Rico, they say money talk, but man talking bilingual. I should be cuffed though, cause I don't do singles. In love with the money, so no need to mingle. Just back it up. Hot talk, yeah, back it up. Holla at that if you acting up. You ain't got that, you can sit with us. Yeah. Design the frames, make you double take. Ben and Andy on a double day. Grand just hit me, said he on the way. Look, they gon' do what I say, so Cardi B and J-Lo talk behind my back, but never up in my face, though. I just want my money, chips, guac, and queso. Y'all can kiss my ass, dame un beso. Dominicana, trippin' the sign. I got the juice, no Tropicana. I got the box that got the most flavor. Big fat cat like in the bodega. Still making money move? Tell me what you think. Merengue to the money, bachata to the bank. Sofrito. I need my money, yo necesito. I told ya, I'm Chef Selena. I back can a bitch like Serena. We need the drop, run up in the spot. Put it to your head like, give me what you got. Two bad bitches that came from the Bronx. Cardi from the pole and Jenny from the block. Yo quiero dinero. Hey. Yo quiero dinero. Hey. I just want the green, want the money, want the cash flow. Yo quiero la venta, si 50, si lo siento. Yo quiero dinero. I just want the D little D.
Dinero.
I just want the D little D little. I just want the D little D little.
Yo quiero, yo quiero dinero. Hey. Yo quiero dinero. Hey. I just want the green, want the money, want the cash flow. Yo quiero la venta, si 50, si lo siento.
Me and Benjamin Franco stay at the banco. Like Nike, everywhere that I go. You ain't getting no pesos. ¿Qué estás haciendo? Stack it up like Legos. Quiero dinero.
Pop Life Radio, playing the best in pop, hip-hop, and R&B.
Hey guys, for Complex News, I'm Natasha Martinez. By now we've had time to digest Kanye West's latest album, Ye, and while he touched on a number of subjects, there's one personal admission that has people talking. The state of Kanye's mental health has always been a point of discussion while trying to make sense of his outlandish outbursts and behavior, and he may have confirmed those speculations on Yikes as well as during an interview with Big Boy TV. On the project's second track, Kanye raps about having bipolar disorder, and he calls it his superpower and not a disability. During the album listening session in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, Kanye also revealed that he was in fact diagnosed with a mental condition at the age of 39 and gave some true insight while speaking to Big Boy TV. Speaking on his privilege as an artist and being able to use music to deal with controversies and backlash, he said, "Think about people that have mental issues that are not Kanye West, that can't go and make the album and make it feel like it's all good. Think about somebody that does exactly what I did at TMZ and they just do that at work, right? But Tuesday morning they come in and they lost their job. That's why God put that on me at age 40. I never been diagnosed until I was 39 years old, diagnosed with a mental condition. But like I said on the album, it's not a disability, it's a superpower." The full interview gave us insight on Kanye's creative process, on how he decided on 7 tracks, how he almost scrapped the entire album 1 month before it dropped, and the reason behind the Ye title. "I believed Ye is the most commonly used word in the Bible, and in the Bible it means you, I'm us, it's us. It went from being Kanye, which means the only one, to just Ye, just being a reflection of our good, our bad, our confused, everything. The album is more of a reflection of who we are." That's your news for now. For more on this and the rest of today's story, subscribe to Complex on YouTube. For Complex News, I'm Natasha Martinez.
Hi, I'm Nicole Ari Parker.
And I'm Boris Kodrew, and we love to hang out with Harmon and Love and Zion Archangel and Pop Life.
Stop. Turn this off.
Something must have gone wrong in my brain. Got your chemicals all in my veins. Feeling all the highs, feel all the pain. The wheel is the bullet lane. Now I'm seeing red, not thinking straight. Blurring all the lines, you intoxicate me. Just like nicotine, heroin, morphine. Suddenly I'm a fiend and you're all I need. All I need. Yeah, yeah, all I need. It's you. The way that you move, babe. And
small business owner? Have you been looking for the digital flair that majors have? We are Michaels Media Group. Give us a call and we'll do the rest. We'll make your dreams a digital reality. Web design, social media management, digital newsletters, email blasts, and even increase your social media following. Contact us today at 678-744-9859. Again, reach us at 678-744-9859. Let's start on your road to success together.
What's going on, guys? For Complex News, I'm Speedy Mormon, and I am back. The last few days have been rough for Drake. Unless you've been living under a rock, you've heard Pusha tease the story of Adidon, and you've heard the allegation that Drake had a kid with a woman named Sophie. But who exactly is Sophie? Before Drake reportedly takes a paternity test, let's take a look into his alleged baby mama's life. According to the Daily Mail, Sophie Brousseau was born in France back in 1990, but she currently lives in New York. She worked as an adult film actress under the name Rosé Divine, but it's unspecified how long her career in the industry lasted and when it ended. She left the adult film industry and became a full-time painter and describes her work as a, quote, mix of surrealism and symbolism with influences of pop art. Back in May of 2017, TMZ reported the allegation along with a text conversation that appeared to show Drake asking Brousseau to get an abortion, which she declined. The baby, named Adonis, was born in October of 2017. Before she was thrust into the spotlight as the alleged mother of Drake's child, she also attempted to become a reality TV show star. She was featured in a 2012 trailer for a show titled The Real Mistresses of Atlanta, but it never took off. Who knows where she'd be if the show launched. Sophie is also a huge fan of fantasy and sci-fi. Who knows? Drake and his alleged baby mama may have connected over their mutual love of Harry Potter and Stranger Things. That's the news for now, but for all of the latest on Drake and Sophie, subscribe to Complex News on YouTube today. For Complex News, I'm Speedy Mormon.
Hi, this is Tasha Smith, Easy and money. I'm hanging out with Harmony Love and Zion Archangel on Pop Life Radio.
It's about to be a surgical summer. Chop the tops off the coops. The 488. The spider joint. And you know we gotta cut the heads off these snakes, right? Watch the body drop. Drug dealing aside, goose right in the side. Let's have a heart to heart about your pride. Even though you're multi, I see that your soul don't look alive. The M's count different when baby divides the pie. Wait, let's examine why. Your music for the past few years been angry and full of lies. I started at the home front, I'm on one. Dennis Graham, stay off the marriage, I'm on one. You mention wedding ring like it's a bad thing. Your father walked away at five, hell of a dad thing. Marriage is something that Sandy never had, Drake. How you a winner, but she keep coming in last place. Monkey suit, Dennis, you parade him. A Steve Harvey suit, again made him. Confused, always felt you weren't black enough. Afraid to grow it cause your fro wouldn't nap enough. Since you name dropped my fiance, let them know who you chose as your Beyonce. Sophie knows better as your baby mother. Cleaned her up for IG, but the stench is on her. A baby's involved, it's deeper than rap. We talking character, let me keep with the facts. You are hiding a child, let that boy come home. Deadbeat, I'm playing border patrol. Ooh, Adonis is your son, and he deserves more than an Adidas press run. That's real. Love that baby, respect that girl. Forget she's a star, let her be your world. Yeah. How dare you put yay in my verses? I'm selfish, I want all of the curses. I'm pre-booking the churches, me versus three hearses. If we all go to hell, it'll be worth it. Already aligned with the greats. And on that same note, the only ones I chase are two ghosts. Still giving you classics, that's the only thing that dates me. OVO 40, hunched over like he 80. Tick, tick, tick. How much time he got, that man is 666. I got the devil flow. 666. Surgical summer with it. Snip, snip, snip. And you don't really want it with him. Surgical summer volume 1. We gonna take this slow. We just gonna peel it back layer by layer. Yeah. Daytona. Album bottom of the motherfucking year. And you talking about you upset. Well, I want to see what it's like when you get angry, okay? You show me that. Push.
Hey guys, for Complex News, I'm Natasha Martinez. Pusha T already declared himself the winner of his battle with Drake based on the gut punch of the story of Adidon, but he may have spoken too soon. Push says that Drake wouldn't be able to find any skeletons in his closet, but he's also hearing that Drizzy is putting up $100,000 for any incriminating information on Push's past. Pusha T hinted at this via Twitter on Thursday night. You got 100K floating around for info? Can't no amount of money create skeletons that don't exist? Hashtag I'm upset. How did Push find out this information? It's kind of hard to say, but the $100,000 figure is an interesting note for people who have dived into the lyrics on Kanye West's latest album, Ye. Many are speculating that Kanye is referring to the same thing on the second song, Yikes. A hospital band, 100 bands, a watch, 100 grand, I'll make your best friends turn to ops. If Drake is digging up dirt on Push, Drizzy should also know that Push appears to be gathering info himself. On Thursday, it was also reported that Pusha T had spoken with Rabbit, who you might remember as being the electronic music producer who accused Drake of cribbing his 2015 tour poster for the cover of his Scary Hours release. Screen grabs of the convo Rabbit had with Pusha T ended up on Reddit, and while they don't show any details of their private conversation, Rabbit did confirm with Complex that he and Push spoke, and that he has some inside info on OVO. Push did say on the story of Adidon that this was going to be a surgical summer. Who knows where this beef will end up? Either way, it looks like both sides are gearing up for war. For Complex News, I'm Natasha Martinez, and for more stories like these, keep it locked right here to Complex on YouTube.
Hey, what's up, you guys? This is Nakia, Lil Mama Kirkland, and I'm rapping with Harmony Love and Zion Archangel right here on Pop Life Radio.
Pop Life Radio, celebrating over 20 years of urban excellence.
Big shoes, big shoes. My new one got some really big shoes to fill. Made moves, made moves. I moved on, but I think about you for real. Big shoes, big shoes. My new one got some really big shoes to fill. Made moves, made moves. I moved on, but I think about you. I still think about you for real. Think about you.
Think about your body in the worst way. Like good God Almighty, Lord of mercy. That birthday sex like a day. Reminiscing over you like Mary J.
Still thinking about you touching on my body. Still thinking about you, I don't wanna fight it. You the one that got me thinking about calling. I'm a sexaholic, sexaholic to you. Big shoes, big shoes. My new one got some really big shoes to fill. Made moves, made moves. I moved on, but I think about you for real. Big shoes, big shoes. My new one got some really big shoes to fill. Made moves, made moves. I moved on, but I think about you. I still think about you, for real. Think about you. I still think about you, for real. Think about you,
yeah. I be having dreams, having moments. All up on your timeline, trolling. Staring at your pics and how you posing. I'm frozen, mouth wide open.
I feel like I need to feel it again. Till I tap out, come and kill it again.
I'm missing you like you're missing me anyhow.
Yeah, you're missing what I'm missing, yeah, it's been a while. You're the one that got me thinking about calling. I'm a sexaholic, sexaholic for you.
Big shoes, big shoes. My new one got some really big shoes to fill. Made moves, made moves. I moved on, but I think about you for real. Big shoes, big shoes. My new one got some really big shoes to fill. Made moves, made moves. I moved on, but I think about you still. Think about you, for real. Think about you, I still. Think about you, for real. Think about you, still. Think about you, for real. Think about you, I still. Think about you, for real. Think about you. Big shoes, big shoes.
Big shoes,
big shoes.
Yo, what's going on? It's your boy, Hamilton Park. You already know what's necessary. We hanging out with Harmony and Zion on Pop Life Radio.
I've heard rap beefs where people threaten to get rid of family members. I've never heard of rap beefs where people give you family members. Like Drake discovered he has new family members out of a rap beef.
Rihanna, Nicki Minaj, and Chris Brown react to Drake's alleged baby with a porn star. Hey guys, it's Allie for Hollywood Life, and TMZ is reporting this story about Drake having a baby with 28-year-old porn star Sophie Brisseau is actually real, and he's been financially supporting her and the child this whole time. This was all exposed by Pusha T in the course of his feud with Drake, but apparently Drizzy's baby was something of an open secret. We're now hearing exclusively Drake's ex, Rihanna, had actually heard these baby rumors long before the story broke in the media, so she's not surprised at all that it's come to light. We're told Rhi is annoyed to be dragged into this mess on social media, especially considering she's moved on with billionaire beau Hassan Jameel. Drake always acted like Rhi was his endgame, but actions speak louder than words, and our sources close to Rhi say she wants a man she knows is loyal and will step up and take care of her no matter what, and Drake is not that. Rihanna isn't going to comment on the situation publicly, though. Her main feeling is regret for having ever dated Drake in the first place. Someone revive Drake. I hope he never sees this video. But what about Drake's other obsession, Nicki Minaj? Well, we're hearing exclusively Nicki isn't surprised by this story either. She wouldn't be shocked if Drake had more than one secret love child out there, considering his extreme player status. Nicki thinks Drake's behavior makes him an easy target for all the young girls out there trying to get that baby mama money. Nicki isn't judging, but just like Rhi, she's relieved that she and Drake are no longer in the mix. What about Seabreezy, though? When this happened to Chris, he stepped up big time and publicly made royalty a huge part of his life. Well, we're told Chris is actually Team Pusha and can't stop laughing at Drake's whole blackface situation. Chris thinks that if the kid is Drake's, he should step up and be a man like he did. But bottom line, Chris feels like royalty is the best thing that's ever happened to him. So if this secret baby stuff is all true, he thinks Drake would be missing a huge life-changing opportunity to be a present father. I need to get me some of that sweet, sweet baby mama money. But for now, click here to subscribe because the only thing we're delivering is that exclusive tea 5 days a week.
All day, we in here.
I know you gonna dig this. You know
you're rockin'. You're now tuned in to the Cool Kids Morning Show.
Pop Life Radio, bringing you the best in pop, hip-hop, and R&B.
You are now rocking.
It's the Cool Kids Morning Show.
Yeah.
You are now tuned into Zion the Archangel and your girl Harmony Love.
The station with the best music. Best music.
I love the music.
Best music. Turn your radios up. Yo, turn it up.
This is Pop Life Radio, and you're listening to The Cool Kids.
All righty, KAZ 88.7 FM and Popular Lifestyles Radio. Yes, yes, it is Jalon, and I know you miss me, but I am back, y'all. And boy, do I have a treat for you. Known for their sexy, sultry ballads, it's about time Marcus Freeze, Chris Boyce, and Anthony, collectively known as Hamilton Park, stopped by the Pop Life family. Hamilton Park is here to stay while making quite the comeback. They are stirring up noise with their EP, It Was Necessary, while making quite the impression on all these watching eyes. Now, despite the group's industry's up and down, they have shut out the noise, honed in on their sound, and I must say myself, you're missing if you're not listening, baby. These groups of melodic heartthrobs makes the ladies lose it when they belt out those 90s vibes out harmonies. This heartthrob makes the ladies lose it when they belt it out, and I have to say that again because guess what? This group of soft-out, sultry ballad bangers are here to share their space with Pop Life Radio, and I know the ladies are ready, because I am. So let's give a warm welcome to Hamilton Park. Woo-hoo!
Yes, yes, how y'all feeling?
Yes, I know it. We are excited to have you here. How you guys doing?
Good, good. Thank you for having us.
Oh, man, it is our pleasure. Hamilton Park. Now, I should just say right now that I'm a fan of Hamilton Park. You guys, that EP is crazy. It's bananas. Okay. I know I'm crazy riding down the street singing them, trying to hit them notes that you all be hitting, but I'm not quite.
Well, thank
Hamilton
you.
Hamilton Park. I was wondering myself, I know a lot of ladies are wondering, and gentlemen, but mostly the ladies are wondering, what does Hamilton Park represent? Like, who are you guys? We want to know where y'all get y'all thoughts from.
This is Chris Boyce. Well, you know, I got to take you back and tell you, you know, first of all, where we got the name. Hamilton Park is actually a park on the east side of Atlanta, Georgia. That's where we used to go. You know, it's a recreational park. You know, people go there and play basketball and whatnot. And that's what we used to do at first. You know, and then we realized that we had a love and a gift for music. So instead of meeting up there and playing ball, we started meeting up there and working out and, you know, working towards a dream. So we took on that name for Sentimental Value.
That's dope that you guys, that the root of that name comes from your hard work. That says a lot about what you guys are doing in the future.
And also, like, Hampton Park to us was like our safe haven. Like, it kept us out of a lot of trouble. Like, you know, Chris, you know, I hate to put his business out there, he was, like, in and out of jail a lot. So, like, the group kind of put him on the straight and narrow and kind of protected him. And, you know, Ann has always been the one who mentored us when it comes to, like, the spiritual realm and all. So, like, we got a good blend of the street element, but at the same time being spiritually focused and grounded. So, like, when it comes to the music, we can offer so much beyond just music. Music is just a small part of what we'll do in this industry.
That's beautiful. You guys have a great head on your shoulders already, and I can tell that you're grounded just because of what you talk about in spirituality. And you guys can see your faces off, so we know you're working because we can feel that you're working. And speaking of your hard work and your ambition, what is your why? Like, what drives you all to work so hard as a group?
This is Anthony. I think what drives us the most is that we look at one another and we look at each other's situations and we're like, okay, how can I, as my brother's keeper, change the dynamic of my brother's situation? When you think about it, and even why the EP was so necessary and why we titled it was necessary, that, you know, we step back, we analyze, and we come up with a concrete plan. And now we're just executing that plan.
Shout out to my boy Anthony.
That is so personable. And, you know, it's so funny because you see so many groups filter in and out this industry, I mean, on a daily basis, really.
Yeah.
And, you know, you'll see them performing and then you get them in an interview and sometimes it's a bit of a letdown. So, it is. Right. Honestly, you expect so much more and then you're like, oh, man. And talking to you guys, ladies, I know it's an eyeful, ladies. They're eyeful. They're also an earful, too. So, do y'all have any advice for, you know, any up and coming groups? Like, any advice to keep their longevity or keep them motivated?
This is Marcus Free. I remember when we first started this journey, probably like 2 years in, maybe 3 years in, we ran across Slim from 112, and he kind of mentored us a little bit. And he told us, before you move forward in this group, you guys need to look at each other and understand why you're doing this. And those who really aren't deep in and committed, they won't be around. So, you know, we took that serious when he said that, because 112 is still a group, you know. We want to look up and see ourselves be a new addition, be a BVD, or be those groups who sustain and built a brotherhood beyond music. Like, I care about Anthony. I care about Chris. I care about Royce. I care about all of them more than I care about the music. You know, so when you have that mindset, it causes you to stay longer. It causes you to commit harder. And it causes you to love the next person next to you versus just seeing them as a way to make money, you know. And I think that's a big difference between Hampton Park and a lot of other groups that came and gone. And even groups that are trying to make it now, you know, they're just trying to chase something. We understand what is deeper than just music, what we got to do and what we about to offer to this, you know, to this world. And I think it's time for boy groups to evolve too, man. It's time for evolution with the boy band.
Absolutely. This is Anthony, by the way. You know that one thing, too, about Hamilton Park is the thing about us is that we weren't put together. You know, we were grown together. And it's a difference between, you know, planting a seed or, you know, trying to falsely breed a plant. And
you got to preach, boy.
Physically come to the fulfillment of your real harvest because you really didn't put that work in. But, no, I sweated with these guys. You know what I'm saying? I bled with these guys. I hated smelling Marcus' faint breath in the morning sometimes. I hated putting shoes off, you know what I'm saying, out my way off the floor, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day.
A little shady there, bro.
A little shade, buddy, but the joke is all about balance.
But that's true.
All about balance. And that's true. I love the way you guys mesh together. And that is so important. And it's such a great example to set for everyone that's to come. It's like you guys are setting a new standard and a new precedent, and that's a great thing. And they can actually sing, guys. Like, I don't know how many times I gotta tell you guys, they can actually sing. And like a lot of other people feel, you guys are bringing real R&B back. You're bringing real music back.
Yes.
Real singing back. So that is exciting. And speaking of that, What does Hamilton Park have coming up? Shows, projects? We want to support you.
Well, please do. This is Anthony again. Listen, the I guess most permeating thing would be, you know, we're doing a show with a group of guys, another group of guys by the name of Day 26. And we're going to be blessing the stage too. So make sure y'all come, you know what I'm saying, support your guys. And definitely, you know, hit the iTunes, you know what I'm saying. If you haven't listened yet, Spotify is everywhere, you know what I'm saying. Check out the EP. It's amazing, yeah. I promise you.
Yeah.
And what else do you have coming up?
We have a lot more dates that are being worked now from our management, from Playtime. So, you know, just really stay on that social media page. If you can, Chris, go on and hit one of our social media handles, man.
Yo, it's your boy Chris Boyce. Follow us on Twitter at Hamilton_Park. And check us out on Instagram at This Is Hamilton Park. And same thing on Facebook, This Is Hamilton Park. And hit that like button when you get a chance.
Definitely hit that like button.
All right, one more time, it's the kid Chris Boyce. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at Hamilton_Park. Because if you follow us, we're going to follow you. And hit us up on the IG, that's Instagram, at This Is Hamilton Park. And the same thing on Facebook. And make sure you give us that like.
Yeah.
Give us those likes. Give us those likes. Again, I would like to thank you all for speaking with us today. It has been
thank
wonderful.
You. Thank you. Thank you all.
Yes, we have a morning show every Tuesday morning at 10 a.m. on Pop Life Radio, where pop culture lives. I am Jalon, and until next time, thank you.
Hello. Hey, what's going on? It's your boy, Hamilton Park. We are hanging out with our girl, Jalon, on the Pop Life Radio. Ta-da.
Dollars, I like diamonds, I like stunning, I like shining, I like $1 million deals, where's my pen, bitch, I'm signing, I like those Balenciagas, the ones that look like socks, I like going to the jeweler, I put rocks all in my watch, I like texts from my exes when they want a second chance, I like proving wrong, I do what they say I can't, they call me Cardi, Cardi, banging body, spicy mommy, hot tamale, hotter than a Somali, bird, go, fuck. Rory, hop up the stoop, jump in the coop. Big dip on top of the roof, flexing on as hard as I can. Eating halal, driving a Lamb. So that bitch, I'm sorry though. Got my coins like Mario. Yeah, they call me Cardi B. I run this shit like cardio. Diamond District in the chain. Certified, you know I'm gang, 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 gang. Drop the top and blow the brand. Oh, he's so handsome, what's his name?
Chambean, pero no jalan.
Hola.
Tú compras todas las Jolambo, a mí me las regalan. I spend in the club, what you have in the bank.
Yeah.
This is the new religion bank, el latino gang.
Yeah.
Está toda servieta, pero es que en el closet tengo mucha grasa. Ya mudé la Gucci pa' dentro de casa. Yeah. A ti no te conoce ni en plaza. El diablo me llama, pero Jesucristo me abraza. Guerrero como Eddie, que viva la raza. Yeah. Me gustan boricua, me gustan cubana. Me gusta el acento de la colombiana. Como me ve el culo la dominicana. Lo rico que me chinga la venezolana. Andamos activos, perico, pim, pim. Billetes de 100 en el maletín. Que retumbe el bajo, Bobby Valentín, yeah. Aquí prohibido mal, dile Charitín. Que perpico le tengo claritín. Yo llego a la disco y se forma el motín.
Certified,
you know I'm gang, 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 gang. Drop the top and blow the brand. Oh, he's so handsome, what's his name? Yeah. I need the dollars to turn, beat it up like pinata. Turn the drops, close the curtains. Bad chick, make you nervous. Como Celia Cruz tengo el azúcar.
Azúcar.
Tú que va me vio y se fue de pecho como Ginny Luca. Te vamos a tumbar la peluca y arranca pa'l carajo. Que a ti no te va a pasar la boca. Mi Teli Valenciaga me recibe en la entrada. Pa 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 para, sí, like I'm Lady Gaga. Y no te me hagas, que en cover de vivo tú has visto mi cara. No salgo de tu mente, donde quiera que viajes, he escuchado mi gente.
Ya no soy high, soy como el testa rosa. Soy el que se la vive y también el que la goza. Goza, goza, es la cosa, mami, es la cosa. El que mira sufre y el que toca goza.
I said I like it like that.
I said I like it like that.
I said I like it like that.
I said I like it like that. Diamond district in the chain. Certified, you know I'm gang. Drop the top and blow the brand. Oh, he's so handsome, what's his name?
What's up? It's your girl Amber Rose, and no matter where I go, you know I keep it locked on the best morning show in the country.
Pop Life Radio, bringing you the best in pop, hip-hop, and R&B.
What's up, y'all? For Complex News, I'm Jinx. On Thursday, a number of choice individuals were flown out to Wyoming to meet with Kanye West and an assortment of artists and celebrities to listen live to his eighth studio album, simply titled Ye. Anyone not in Wyoming could stream it via the Wave app on their phones, and by Friday morning, it hit all major digital retailers. Hopefully, you've all taken some time out to run through the seven-song album. Let's get into five of the biggest takeaways from Ye. First off, it sounds like Kanye made a return to a more soulful side of production. Party Next Door's opening hook on Wouldn't Leave, to features from Uncle Charlie Wilson, John Legend, and Jeremih, Kanye called in the right voices to help him bare his soul about a number of topics, from the quote-unquote shaky-ass year he's been having. And when it comes to the features, along with the aforementioned names, Ye includes Ty Dolla $ign, Young Thug, Dej Loaf, Kid Cudi, and Nicki Minaj. Cudi brought in a rousing performance on one of Ye's standout songs, Ghost Town, which also features vocals from 070 Shake, who wasn't expected but definitely worked well on the track. Nicki Minaj is also heard on the closing track, Violent Crimes, but in a quick voice message before the album's completion. Some have speculated that Nicki penned lyrics for Ye on that particular song, and her message was giving direction on his performance as she spits some of the lines found in the music. Violent Crimes is an interesting song as it deals with Kanye's perspective on women supposedly changing, especially after the births of his two daughters, North and Chicago. Again, some have pointed out that he's addressed this mentality on We Major from his sophomore album, Late Registration, but 13 years and two daughters later, he seemed to have doubled down on his perspective. Speaking of family, Ye finds Kanye discussing issues he may have had with Kim and how they've dealt with them. While Wouldn't Leave deals a lot with how Kanye's views on Trump and comments on slavery, among other things, have turned people against him, he also gives a shout out to women who have remained with their partners through these kinds of situations. Kanye says that at one point, Kim was afraid that they'd lose everything, but it was him that had to calm her down. Finally, one of, if not the biggest takeaways from the album, is Kanye openly speaking on being bipolar. The topic was immediately apparent from the cover art, which reads, "I hate being bipolar," then immediately says, "It's awesome." You could even say that the first track, which is literally titled I Thought About Killing You, as both sides of Kanye having a conversation with each other. He even goes deeper into spending time at the hospital as well as his opioid addiction throughout the project. Ultimately, this all just scratches the surface of not just the Ye album, but what's going on with Kanye himself. You can't get the entire scope of the last 2 years of Kanye's life in seven songs, but this is definitely a raw and open look at what he's been going through. Now, with any project, but especially a Kanye album, you want to know what are your thoughts. Comment below. For Complex News, I'm Jinx, and for more stories like this, keep it locked right here to Complex on YouTube.
Shit could get menacing, frightening, find help. Sometimes I scare myself. Shit could get menacing, frightening, find help. Sometimes I scare myself. Tweaking off that 2CB, huh? Is he gonna make it TBD, huh? Thought I was gonna run DMC, huh? I done died and lived again on DMT, huh? See, this the type of high that won't come down. This the type of high that get you gunned down. Easy trolling OD, huh? Turn TMZ to smack DVD, huh? Russell Simmons wanna pray for me too. I'ma pray for him cause he got me too. Thinking what if that happened to me too, then I'm on E! News. Shit could get menacing, frightening, find help. Sometimes I scare myself. Shit could get menacing, frightening, find help. Sometimes I scare myself. Hey. Hospital band, 100 bands, fuck a watch. 100 grand and make your best friends turn to ops. I hear y'all bringing my name up a notch. Guess I just turned the clout game up a notch. See, y'all really shocked, but I'm really not. You know how many girls I took to the titty shop? If she get the ass.
fast with it, that's a 50 pop. I still bring the bad bitches in the city, yeah. Just a different type of leader. We could be in North Korea. I could smoke a Wiz Khalifa, Told my wife I never seen her after I hit it by Felicia. That's the way that I'ma leave it up.
Menacing,
see, this is why all the bitches fuck with you. Fuck what they talk about.
Sometimes I
they
scare
take me on
myself,
mass, off mass,
myself.
Ask yourself.
Shit could get menacing, frightening.
Ask your homegirl right out. Now. Look, you had a
sometimes
shot at Ye.
Sometimes I scare myself.
Tweaking out that 2CB, huh? This is why your bitches fuck with me, huh? Smash, she gon' end up on TV, huh? Last thing that you ever wanna see, huh? I can feel the spirits all around me. I think Prince and Mike is tryna warn me. They know I got demons all on me. Devil been tryna make an army. They been strategizing the army. They don't know they dealing with a zombie. Niggas been tryna test my Gandhi. Just because I'm dressed like Abercrombie. You see? That's what I'm talking about. That's why I fuck with Ye. See, that's my third perk. That's my bipolar shit, nigga. What? That's my superpower, nigga. Ain't no disability. I'm a superhero. Yeah!
Hi, this is Erica Ash from Miss Me This Christmas, and I'm hanging out with Harmony and Zion on Top Life Radio.
What up, guys? Frazier here for Complex News. Last week, TDE President Anthony Top Dog Tiffith announced he had to remove SZA from the label's championship tour due to a vocal injury. When SZA returned for the tour's NYC stop on Tuesday, for the briefest of moments, it seemed as if all was well, especially considering she killed it during her set. But following her set, she let off a series of exasperated and very concerning tweets suggesting Tuesday night was a test, and now her voice is permanently damaged. In an apparent effort to assuage worried fans, Top Dog replied to a fan in his Twitter mentions, assuring SZA will get, quote, the best doctors. A couple days after Top Dog first announced SZA's vocal injury, she took to Instagram to explain the situation further. SZA explained she'd been touring for 11 months, and as a result, her voice became gradually more and more damaged. She'd been pushing through and taking steroid shots, but couldn't anymore and was forced to stop singing temporarily. She said it was, quote, super weird to be blamed for stuff out of my control, suggesting at least some people had been angry for not seeing her on the scheduled tour dates. If I don't pause now, I'll be forced to pause permanently. In SZA's series of since-deleted tweets after Tuesday's show, she said that she, quote, wanted to be left alone and needed space. It seemed very sad and very dire, but prayers up that Top Dog links her with the best help available and they're able to remedy the damage. The championship tour started earlier this month and will finish on June 16th. As of right now, there's no update on whether SZA will be at any of the remaining shows, but if she's not, fans shouldn't be disappointed considering what's at stake for her. That's the news for now, but for any updates on SZA's condition, keep it locked right here to Complex News on YouTube. For Complex, I'm Frazier.
You are tuned in to your favorite station's favorite station, YUL Radio, WATD, 1420 AM.
America's first radio show tailor-made for the urban woman.
It's been 24 hours, I need more hours with you. You spent the weekend getting even, ooh. We spent the late nights making things right between us. Now it's all good, babe. Roll out backward, babe. And play me close. 'Cause girls like you run around with guys like me till sundown. When I come through, I need a girl like you, yeah, yeah. Girls like you love fun and yeah, me do what I want. When I come through, I need a girl like you, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I need a girl like you, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I need a girl like you. I spent last night on the last flight to you. I took a whole day up trying to get with you.
Maybe it's 6:45. Maybe I'm barely alive. Maybe you're taking my shit for the last time. Yeah. Maybe I know that I'm drunk. Maybe I know you're the one. Maybe I'm thinking it's better if you drive. Oh, 'cause girls like you run around with guys like me till sundown. When I come through, I need a girl like you, yeah.
Not too long ago, I was dancing for dollars. No, it's really real if I let you be my mama. You don't want a girl like me, I'm too crazy. For every other girl you meet, it's too gazy. I'm sure them other girls were nice enough, but you need someone to spice it up. So who you gonna call? Cardi, Cardi. Coming revved up like a Harley, Harley. Why is the best food always forbidden? I'm coming to you now doing 20 over the limit. The red light, stop. I don't play when it comes to my heart, let's get it though. I don't really want a white horse in a carriage. I'm thinking more of white horses and carriage. I need you right here, 'cause every time you fall, I play with this kitty like you play with your guitar.
Those girls like you, those like you. Guys like me, just come down when I come through. I need a girl like you, yeah, yeah. Girls like you, girl, come near me. Do what I want when I come through. I need a girl.
Well, listeners, thank you so much for listening on WATB 1420. And be sure to check us out 24 hours a day on your TuneIn app, Roku, and of course on YULradio.com.
What up, guys? For Complex News, I'm Frazier. On Wednesday night, it was being rumored on social media that Drake would be dealing with, quote, the situation. Based on Pusha T's scathing diss track, The Story of Adidon, there was a number of situations Drake could be dealing with, from his alleged son Adonis to his forthcoming Adidas deal that Push seemingly leaked. Later that night, it turned out that Drake was referring to the David Leias photo of him in blackface that Pusha released alongside his diss track. Drake dropped a statement in an Instagram story to explain the photo's origins. I know everyone is enjoying the circus, but I want to clarify this image in question. This was not from a clothing brand shoot or my music career. This picture's from 2007, a time in my life where I was an actor and I was working on a project that was about young black actors struggling to get roles, being stereotyped and typecast. The photos represented how African Americans were once wrongfully portrayed in entertainment. Me and my best friend at the time, Mazen El Sadig, who was also an actor from Sudan, were attempting to use our voice to bring awareness to the issues we dealt with all the time as black actors at auditions. This was to highlight and raise our frustrations with not always getting a fair chance in the industry, and to make a point that the struggle for black actors had not changed much. For anyone unaware of Mazen, he worked with Drake on Degrassi The Next Generation, playing the role of Damian Hayes, while Drake was Jimmy Brooks. When the image first came out, many assumed that, due to Drake's attire, it was a shoot for the clothing brand Two Black Guys. But in an official statement released to Complex, Two Black Guys founder Adrian Acheson set the record straight. The photo in question was not from a Two Black Guys photo shoot. However, it did feature clothing from Two Black Guys' Jim Crow Couture House of Crow collection, which was released in 2008. Although this was not an image from any of our photo shoots, we feel that Drake, who was a longtime friend of the brand, was brilliantly illustrating the hypocrisy of the Jim Crow era. The subtleties of Drake, a young black man, mimicking how white men used to mimic and dehumanize black people may be lost in a rap battle, but we should not be distracted from the issues that are still affecting our communities. Now, Drake handling the situation first isn't a surprise. There's a lot of confusion online regarding the origins of the image Push unearthed, and it was the cause of debate on morning radio at Hot 97 and other outlets. Plus, it must have been easier to explain this image's origin than going into the conversation about his alleged child and the Adidas brand that is reportedly named after him. The legal red tape and maneuvering alone is a lot to get situated. Either way, Drake's in an album cycle and has time to get his ducks in a row regarding how he'll tackle the topics of his son and how that plays into his Adidas deal. It's a lot to unpack, but no doubt will come to light in the very near future, possibly in a response track. For Complex News, I'm Frazier, and for more stories like this, keep a like right here to Complex News on YouTube.
You're listening to YULradio.com.
God, I feel I couldn't have you wind up. Butterfly in my wrist, you made pretty.
Yo, what's happening, partner? Hey, yo, what's happening, partner? Bankhead in the building. Like, hey, this TIP, man. And no matter where I go, you know I keep it locked to the best morning show in the country. Grand Hustle, partner.
They said build your own, I said halfway. I said slavery a choice, they said hi, yay. Just imagine if they caught me on a wild day. Now I'm on 50 blogs, getting 50 calls. My wife calling, screaming, say we about to lose it all. Had to calm her down 'cause she couldn't breathe.
Told her she could leave me now, but she wouldn't
and
leave.
And I know you wouldn't leave.
And so selfish, we don't want to stay. We can wait more and relish. Yes, you know, yeah, what it is. We don't want to go on the top drive, yeah. And the sun dries down, ooh.
And I know you wouldn't leave.
Oh, don't bring that up. That's gonna get me sentimental. You know I'm sensitive, I got a gentimental. Every time something happen, they want me sentimental. We had an incident, but I cover incidentals. You want me working on my messaging. When I'm thinking like George Jetson, but sounding like George Jefferson. Then they questioning my methods in. If you tweaking out on my text again, then I don't get reception here. I got the mind state to take us past the stratosphere. I use the same attitude that done got us here. I live for now, I don't know what happened after here. I live for now, I don't know what happened after here. Plus, what was meant to be was meant to be. Even if publicly I lack the empathy, I ain't finna talk about it another four centuries. One and one is two, but me and you, that's infinity.
I don't feel like she's mine enough.
God, I feel I couldn't have you wide enough.
But if I'm in my reach, maybe you're not on my
skin.
And I don't feel like
any guy that ever fucked up, ever embarrassed they girl, ever embarrassed they wife, she told you not to do that shit. She told you was gonna fuck the money up. But you ain't wanna listen, did you? Now you testing her loyalty. This is what they mean when they say for better or for worse, huh? For every down female that stuck with they dude through the best times, through the worst times.
Pop Life Radio, celebrating over 20 years of urban excellence.
Just for you.
Man, I know you wouldn't leave.
What's up? It's your girl, Ashanti, and you are tuned into The Morning Show. They always have the hottest, most energy, all the new records. It's crazy. I love The Morning Show. Those are my people, ATL, everywhere. You can hear them everywhere. So make sure you keep it locked. Stay tuned. Do whatever you have to do. Sit in the car, roll the windows up. Make sure you tune in every day.
Hey guys, for Complex News, I'm Natasha Martinez. Bad Boys fans rejoice because there's a new spinoff series coming soon that should more than hold us over until we see Will Smith and Martin Lawrence return for Bad Boys 3. According to The Hollywood Reporter, Gabrielle Union is returning to the Bad Boys universe alongside franchise newcomer Jessica Alba in a TV show called LA's Finest. The spinoff series will follow Union's Syd Burnett and her new partner Nancy McKenna, played by Alba, as they take down drug cartels in Los Angeles. Bell Media greenlit the series after buying it from Sony Pictures Television at an LA screening. What we know of the series so far is that it kicks off with Burnett, Martin Lawrence's character's sister, and her transition from the Miami Police Department to the LAPD. She's assigned a new partner in Nancy McKenna, who has a more reserved working mother persona, as opposed to Burnett's wild and career-driven personality. LA's Finest was originally passed over by NBC, so it's good to know it found its rightful home with Bell Media. The series will have a 13-episode run on one of its specialty entertainment channels. That's your news for now. For more on this and the rest of today's story, subscribe to Complex on YouTube. For Complex News, I'm Natasha Martinez.
Are you a small business owner? Have you been looking for the digital flair that majors have? We are Michaels Media Group. Give us a call and we'll do the rest. We'll make your dreams a digital reality. Web design, social media management, digital newsletters, email blasts, and even increase your social media following. Contact us today at 678-744-9859. Again, reach us at 678-744-9859. Let's start on your road to success together.
For Complex News, I'm Hanuman Welch. A plastic surgeon in Georgia has been making headlines for filming herself dancing and singing while operating on patients. According to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, Dr. Wendell Davis Boutee is now facing several lawsuits as a result of her performances. Boutee has already settled one case where a patient allegedly suffered, quote, catastrophic brain damage during a routine tummy tuck. Boutee's website did claim she is a competent, caring, empathetic, and artistic cosmetic surgeon and skin specialist, But that website actually just redirects to a GoDaddy domain purchase page now. One patient, Mitzi McFarland, told WSB TV that her operation felt, quote, more like Freddy Krueger cut my stomach. McFarland requested a less invasive laser treatment to remove fat, but received a non-consensual liposuction procedure instead. McFarland's sister, Christine Dolly, received the same treatment from Boutee. The sisters are two of several former patients suing for malpractice, saying, quote, I don't feel like a normal person. I just feel deformed. Other lawsuits claim Boutee hired staff members who were unqualified, including one surgical assistant not licensed in the United States. Susan Witt, an attorney representing several patients, told the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, quote, Dr. Boutee and her staff are more concerned about increasing profits versus a focus on patient safety, which should be a foremost concern. Disgusting. So far, Boutee has settled with the former patient who suffered brain damage. Boutee reportedly had to call 911 after 54-year-old Isilma Cornelius' heart stopped during the procedure, which resulted in a lack of oxygen going to her brain. Cornelius' family says this caused permanent brain damage and that has left Cornelius unable to take care of herself. The case was settled for an undisclosed amount of money. That's all for now. For everything else, subscribe to Complex on YouTube. For Complex News, I'm Hanuman Welch.
All day, we in here.
I know you gonna dig this.
You know you rockin'.
You're now tuned in to the Cool Kids Morning Show.
Pop Life Radio, bringing you the best in pop, hip-hop, and R&B.
You are now rocking.
It's the Cool Kids Morning Show.
Yeah.
You are now tuned into Zion the Archangel and your girl Harmony Love.
The station with the best music. Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
Turn your radios up.
Yo, turn it up. This is Pop Life Radio, and you're listening to the Cool Kids.